starting?
I know. Yes, we're starting. Okay.
God.
I never
tell
you.
I'm not ready.
Welcome to Simmer Down. I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
And it's our year anniversary.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Happy anniversary, Brenda.
Same to you. I didn't get a gift. I'm sorry.
What is yes, you did. I have a gift for you right here. It's Brenda's birthday next week, so she did have a gift.
I am. I'm 38. A little worried about approaching 40, but it'll be okay. Let me tell you what I've started doing, is to tell people that I'm older than I am. And then they'll go, damn, she looks good.
I love that. I'm going to try it.
So our first podcast, getting back to that, was all about Thanksgiving. And we sort of went over Libby's green top salad and some other things.
Brenda, did I tell you that I'm doing a piece for, working on a piece for Southern Living right now about congealed salads?
Stop.
Yeah.
And, no, stop it.
And my grandmother's green top salad is making an appearance.
No, it isn't. That means you have to make it?
Well, I do. We're giving it online. I think they want to give it online. But I did, I don't know. I don't think, I don't know if I can like talk about this, what I'm doing. I'm doing an article with Southern Living about congealed salad.
Well, let's don't give out the details.
It's for you'll next
just have
March.
To, you'll have to go and
April.
Buy Southern Living.
Yeah.
In the spring. Buy it anyway.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun piece. Like a really fun piece.
It's got to be funny if it has to do with congealed salads and you're writing it.
Yes. It's going to be funny.
People get intimidated cooking a turkey. I don't know if it's because its size is big or they know they're having a lot of people over for dinner. But I think turkeys can be intimidating. And I have had some bad turkeys.
I have too.
I can't figure out how people can get it so dry, but it does happen. If the inside is dry and the skin isn't crispy, I don't even know what happens in somebody's oven. But that, you know, I've had that.
Let's tell people how to keep their turkey moist and how to ensure a crispy skin.
Do you brine your turkey?
I do brine my turkey, and it's the only way you're going to get that turkey meat moist because it's so lean.
I only learned about brining probably 12 years ago. And it's the most amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I do it all the time, and that certainly helps.
Do you do salt and sugar?
Depends on what I'm brining. If I'm doing a turkey, I'll do salt and herbs and a little bit of sugar.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can buy that brining package that has stuff already in it,
mm-hmm.
or you can do your own. Like, if you're doing your own, what do you put in it?
Well, it's typically salt and sugar, but I've done a couple times a sweet tea brine, which is really fun, too, because I like that because it changes the color a little bit of the turkey. So once it's baked, it has this kind of really rich mahogany color
to it. The skin or the meat?
The skin.
Yum.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. So think about a really, really intense sweet tea. I do this with pork, too. So really intense sweet tea, like mm-hmm. tons more bags than you would ever use. Make it dark, dark, dark. But then you're also going to add a bunch of salt to the water, too. I don't think you can get the water too salty.
Do you rinse the turkey after when you take it out of the brine? Do you rinse it?
Yes, I pat it down. The most important thing you can possibly do to it is dry it.
Why?
Because if you don't have a dry skin, that's what's going to make it, you know, it'll steam in the oven and it won't be a crisp skin.
Where do you brine yours? You know, you've got to have a pretty big something going on.
Yeah, I brine it. I'm lucky enough to have a very large kitchen sink. But you can do it in a cooler.
I think my mother did it in a cooler one time and it worked out.
Yeah.
Do you get fresh turkey, organic turkey, hormone-free turkey? Are you particular?
Yes. I like to order my turkeys from a local butcher, and hopefully they're coming, you know, locally. And we're lucky enough to have a couple places around Savannah, and I would encourage people to do that. But talk to their butcher. Their butcher knows where all the good stuff's coming from.
My husband says that even fresh turkey sometimes comes in frozen because they've got to transport it.
Yeah.
And people want it. Yeah, you know, they want the turkey thawed out. In other words, the head's just been cut off.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's just picked the feathers and there's your turkey. But if you are, like, say my husband orders turkeys from a place in South Carolina.
Yep.
To get them here.
They still have to be
frozen.
Yeah.
So don't worry if your butcher says, yes, they're fresh but frozen. They're not last year's turkeys. What do you like to do with leftover turkey?
Luckily, Josh and Anthony like to eat the leftovers because I don't that much.
I love leftover turkey.
I like a pot pie. I like a turkey pot pie. I love a good Thanksgiving sandwich. How about you?
Number one, a sandwich on white bread with mayonnaise and salt and pepper.
You are from the South. I would have that same sandwich in the Midwest with Miracle Whip on it.
You know what? Maybe I'll try that this year.
Maybe.
I might do that. But I love a chicken pot pie, especially now that Libby Summers told me how to make a real crust.
Yay.
So I love to do a chicken pot pie.
We'll give a recipe for turkey pot pie on the podcast. So
oh, let's do that. That would be awesome.
Yep.
Okay. That's what we're going to do. Now, let me ask you this. You came from the Midwest. I'm from the South. I did not grow up having wine in our house for Thanksgiving dinner. Did you?
Brenda, I'm from a family of Baptists.
I know. I'm married a Baptist.
The only wine I ever saw was, I don't even remember, when I was a visitor at a Catholic church once. Maybe I saw wine. We'll have wine definitely with any holiday that I'm at my in-law's house. But not
at Ginger's.
Oh, not at Ginger and Bob's. No wine served.
Well, we didn't either. But now that it's at my sister's, we sort of broke tradition, and it really is, it's kind of fun.
Well, it's funny because I would think instead of my in-laws, the place that I would need a drink is at my parents' house.
But now you don't drink wine typically. I know you did in France, but, you know,
I did
back
a lot
here
of things
in the United
in
States. That'll be a whole nother podcast.
I'm not a huge wine. I'm not a big drinker. You know that.
No, you're not. You're a big, and I want to hold something in my glass and pretend like I'm drinking person.
It's all about affectation.
Some people do this tradition, and I don't know if y'all ever did, where they go around the table and say what they're thankful for.
Always.
Do you know we've never done that?
Why don't you do that?
I would love to do it this year. We have never done that.
I know. I've been to a house where people put everything that they write little pieces of paper and it all goes into a jar. And then the jar is passed around and you're actually reading what someone else is thankful for.
I like that.
And then you kind
and
of
you don't have to sign your name.
Yeah. I think that's kind of an interesting.
Oh, I want to do that this year. I'm glad you told me that.
Do it. Will y'all be able to write after all that wine?
Oh, please. Well, you know how it is at Julie's house. We play games first.
Yes. I forgot you guys are game players.
And I won ladder golf last year, which I anticipate winning again this year.
Hey, Brenda, I have something. I got a call from a friend of mine, Sydney, the other day because she's doing all the pies for their holiday. And she was like, how do I keep my pumpkin pie from cracking on the top? And I was like, that would be a good thing for us to talk about. Because I think it happens to a lot of people.
I know it does.
And basically, there are two main reasons of why any kind of custard-based pie would crack. One, you baked it too long.
Okay.
When it says in your directions to remove from the oven when it's still jiggly, that is for real. Remove from the oven when it's still jiggly in the center. Because it's still cooking and it'll set.
Just jiggly in the center?
Mm-hmm.
Not jiggly in the whole?
Jiggly in the center
okay.
only. So it's overbaked if it cracks. And sometimes if you bring it to temperature, if it gets too cool too fast, it'll crack. So I like to actually cool. Like I don't take my pies out of the oven when they're finished. I'll just turn the oven off and open the door.
Okay.
And let them, the same way that you would do with, you know, like a meringue or cheesecake or something like that. But that should prevent your cracking. And if it doesn't,
eat it and eat. Just tell everybody
who
shut
the
up
hell
and eat
cares
it.
Just pour some more whipped cream on top.
So just make some whipped cream just in case your pies crack. But that's a good
flavor
tip.
Your whipped cream
that. What do you like to flavor it with, for say a pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie?
Do something different this year. Flavor it with a little bourbon. Flavor it with some maple syrup. Don't you know, just do something different. That's a way, because it's always on the side.
Right.
People can choose to use it or not. You can have two, three different kinds, whatever you like. I always do a macadamia nut pie, not a pecan pie.
I've tasted your macadamia nut pie, and it's delicious.
Thank you.
So will you make two or three? Or will it just be?
Just one.
Is Anthony going?
No, Anthony has to work. We're going to my parents' house in Missouri. We're leaving tomorrow morning. Spending the night in Chattanooga. I'm super excited about that, having dinner there at a place called The Meeting Place.
I hope you all enjoy your Thanksgiving Day. And
Brenda, what are you thankful for this year?
Oh, my. That's so hard, and it always sounds so corny when somebody says what they're thankful for. You know, it does. It always sounds so hokey. I think especially this time of year when it comes close to the holidays, I'm always thankful that I'm for Robert. Now, is he a pain in the ass? Yes.
You don't have to worry about him listening to this podcast because he doesn't listen to our podcast.
I mean, is he a pain and does he get on my nerves? Yes. But I just can't even imagine not having him around.
That's nice.
And I mean it. And see, it sounds hokey.
No, it doesn't.
And you?
I'm looking at it. I'm thankful for you.
Oh, okay. Now I'm going to cry. I'm also thankful for...
Clayton. What?
Clayton!
What were you going to say?
You know, I'm thankful for what we do and what I get to be a part of when it comes to cooking and Salted and Styled and Libby Summers, everything she does that I get to watch and learn. Like, I learned how not to crack a pie.
See if it works.
If I pay attention to her, I will learn more. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.